Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 21st. The grains closed sharply higher with July corn up 27 and a quarter cents at 671. December corn was up 31 and a quarter at 628 and three quarters. July wheat up 38 and three quarters at 734 and a half. July beans up 37 and a half, 15, 14 and three quarters. And November beans up 34 and a quarter cents at 1377. Well, the oil opened up within a few ticks of limit down very quickly, down the 4 cent limit, closed at 55.63. But the meal rallied sharply. It was up $26 and change at 439.20. The oil, I was trying to find the volume numbers out here, and I looked on the daily charts, the minute charts, and I don't see that there was really too many sold here, limit down. So the funds are long 40,000 contracts. You know, if we're down 2 or 3 cents tonight, maybe they buy some more. If we're locked down the limit again, then they got a problem. But we'll have to see where they open tonight. But I can't remember the last time meal was almost limit up and oil limit down, or vice versa. It's a very rare instance. Didn't quite do it here today. We were within $3.60, and we were about $2 off the high. So we got pretty close to seeing that here today. Obviously, the weather, the crop ratings. We've got a line of storms that have been there all day, pretty much in the same place. I haven't seen them move too much. Let me just refresh my weather here. Well, it's finally breaking up. It was from South Dakota down into Oklahoma. Now it looks like most of it's moved into Oklahoma, and there's not that much. We don't see a whole lot of rains anywhere. Iowa, Kansas, Indiana's got just a drizzle south. Ohio's dry. So most of the Midwest remains very, very dry. You've got to think that with temperatures pushing up into the 80s here, and maybe even low 90s, that we're going to be doing more damage to these crops. Monday's crop progress reports, you would think, would take another hit out here. But, you know, what do you do when oil's limit down and meal's almost limit up out here? The beans went with the meal here today. It's hard to say what's going to happen tomorrow, how the crush all shakes out of this thing tomorrow. But hopefully we'll see the oil trade, maybe see it come back. You know, I can't imagine if President Biden hadn't done what he did on the mandates and oil was even steady here, we would have been another 30 to 40 cents higher in the beans. But, you know, the president said he wanted to make these mandates have some effect on the environment, and he didn't do just the opposite, but he gave it just a very meager adjustment. And the trade was looking for something significant. We'd had a big rally here over the last month and a half. The president let everybody down. We'd rallied from 44 and a half cents up to 60 cents. And that's a pretty big swing in the oil. And now we've given back 4 cents of it. Most likely we'll give back a bunch more tonight. So, you know, I still say that the heat and the dry weather continues. There's talk about maybe a pop-up storm around northern Illinois later tonight. But there doesn't seem to be too much out here. Maybe some rain next week in Iowa. Maybe a 30% chance one day. A couple of days later, a 40% chance. But I don't see a whole lot out here. Certainly nothing to change the dry forecast. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.